Hello and welcome to Bravo, Bravo, effing Bravo. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Mariana.
How are you going, Mariana?
So good.
Are you so ready for another thrilling episode of Potomac?
I'm so ready.
Yeah, we're at episode 4 now. It's just flying past,
hey. It is. What's this one called?
Celebrations and Strange Expectations.
I thought it was explanations.
It probably is.
I'm probably wrong.
No, you're probably right. I was thinking of the book Great Expectations.
I don't know if they're as clever as you are then.
Well, I think in my notes I actually wrote Great Expectations. So I don't know. You're probably right.
Then.
I was going through something.
I'm probably the dyslexic. Who knows?
It's not the best title.
No, it's not. And I look, as much as like I love this episode, I felt like there was a lot of filler. Like it was like, dare I say, I was waiting a climax and I don't know if I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that feeling.
But that's because you're a boy, you asshole.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of like rehashing what we've already talked about.
Correct.
The Giselle monster, the Jamal, all of that stuff just kept coming up.
It did. But I have to say I fell in love with Karen even more this episode.
Karen is the standout star this season. After Chachompa.
After Chachompa, that's right, yes. I mean, I still, I think I'm over him, but I think maybe I'm a little undecided. I basically feel about Chachompa like I do about Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm leaning.
Giving it a bit of grace time before you make a big call.
I think I might be leaning a bit more towards Chachompa than Wendy. But we'll see. I'm trying to reserve judgment. And I promise that I'm not going to scream about Candace in this episode as much as I did in the last episode.
Also known as fuckface, you kept calling her.
Yeah, look, I listened to the last podcast and
I'm glad we got one listener at least.
I know. I noticed that the levels for my mic were about 3 times higher than yours. So, yeah.
Well, we start the episode at the Bethsaida Conservatory of Dance for Giselle and my...
Isn't it Bethesda?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's called Bethesda Suite.
Do you know what? I read.
Yes.
And when you read things, people don't say what they sound like.
Yes.
So,
like
sorry.
In How I Met Your Mother when the guy called Chameleon Chameleon.
Oh, that's... I used to think perseverance was perseverance.
Look, I've got some of those, but I just can't remember offhand. But Yeah.
Thanks for calling me out, though. So what is it?
Bethesda.
Bethesda?
Honey, I watch way too much TV.
I don't know what a Bethesda is.
It's a place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so we're at the Bethesda Conservatory of Dance with Giselle and my favorite person in the world, Grace.
Oh my God. I know. Look, I oscillate between hating Grace and loving Grace. And
I think
that is how every parent feels about their teenager. So I think we're allowed to hate them.
Well, I hate her.
Excellent.
And we're at one of those little kooky fitness classes that the housewives seem to love.
No, at least there were no goats this time.
Yeah.
But then actually, maybe I would have preferred the goats. Because at least with the goat scene, there are, you know, goats.
The goats was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a dance class. I don't know if it's that much. But what the funniest thing was how everyone else in the class left.
I know.
And then Grace was like, okay, this is, I guess, when we're having our chat. But then, like, everyone came back in and Grace is like, wait, what the fuck? Why is everyone coming back
in? And Giselle pretends that they're all stretching, but clearly she signed a release form and knew they were coming in. Now, if my mom wanted to talk about my personal issues in front of strangers,
yeah,
I would have stormed the fuck out. Teresa Giudice's children, like Melania, would have thrown some shit, told her mum to fuck off and walked out and I would be with her.
Yeah, I think Grace just wanted to dance.
Well, I think she just wanted to dance with the instructor.
He was hot. Mm.
And, you know, when you're 13 or however old she is, you know.
Yeah.
That's as close as you're getting.
And it was pretty embarrassing because Giselle's just a giant dork. Like her dancing.
Seriously.
It was a bit cringe.
She is lucky she is so beautiful. And I don't know if as a woman I should be saying that, but God, the woman cannot dance. She cannot dress. And why is she pretending to do all these fitness things? I mean, yes, she looks fine. She looks beautiful. But she clearly does not exercise.
No, but she's always wearing active wear
for
some reason.
Like, okay, I'm going to just say it. She's got those Oprah arms.
Wow.
You know, the arm waddle?
I don't comment on women's bodies, so I'm not going to say
well,
anything.
Clearly I do, so judge me all. But she's got those, she's got the little arm waddles. It's like, I'm not saying that they should be hidden and put in a way for no one to see, but stop pretending you work out. You don't. Okay, you look great for someone who doesn't work out.
She did a dance class. We've got to give her that.
She did not for the dance. Scenes. She dicked around. And then made her kid talk about her relationship in front of strangers.
And wasn't it so awkward when Giselle's like, "What's wrong? You seem annoyed." And she's like, "Are you annoyed with me?" And she's like, "No." "Are you annoyed with Dad?" "No."
Of course she is.
"Are you annoyed
is.
With the both of us?" And she's like, doesn't answer.
Of course she's annoyed. Like,
well, yeah, Giselle.
And I just think, well, at this point, I think you brought it up once and I might have just brushed over you. I apologize, but it did sit in my head. Why have they not addressed the issue of if this gets serious, where are they all going to live?
Exactly. Well, they have a restaurant in Atlanta, so you'd want to prioritize that.
Is that why maybe he bought them a restaurant in Atlanta?
Oh, maybe he was trying to parent trap them into Atlanta. Children trap.
Well,
restaurant trap.
What a manipulative a-hole.
But it's the same thing with Karen not moving to Florida with Ray because she wants to be on the show, so she's going to stay in Potomac.
That's a little bit different.
Giselle's going to stay in Potomac.
But that's a little... you reckon?
Oh, I suppose we have a franchise in Atlanta that she would...
She
wouldn't
would
that be good?
She'd be great on Atlanta. Now, I love Atlanta and no one is going to take over my Queen Portia. But last season was a little, you know, meow,
I would
meow.
Love to see Giselle transition to a new franchise. Has that happened before?
I don't think so.
No one's made a full jump ship, but we've had a few crossovers.
She would be a great transition. She would definitely, like, dare I say, elevate the crowd. Or maybe she wouldn't. And we get a SmackDown drag out.
Oh, please.
That would be good.
I love that. And like one of the greatest regrets of my life is that Tinsley's not spearheading her own Chicago Housewives franchise. Like why hasn't that happened?
Wait a minute.
Do you think?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, speaking of Tins, did you see? Okay, what's Leah? So I didn't see it on the TikTok because I'm too old for the TikTok. I'll get there.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
The WAP.
Yes, so which I love that song. I don't care what anyone says. I think it's fantastic.
Isn't it great?
I love it.
For people who don't know, WAP means wet ass pussy.
Yes!
But the radio edit says gushy, which I think is more gross.
I've never heard the radio edit because I don't listen to the radio. I never listen to the radio. It's boring.
But yeah, I saw her dance. Tins and Leah were doing the WAP dance.
But then also Leah went to visit Tinsley and wherever the hell they were, and Tinsley had balloons and birthday cake and a $6,000 US Chanel purse for her as a gift.
They're good friends.
It was an ugly purse in my opinion. it was a bright pink Chanel purse that basically looked like it would be the bathroom rug in Lisa Vanderpump's house.
Linda
Vanderpump. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I need more of that. I'm always loving the purse thing. She bought her, like, I converted that into Australian dollars. It was $8,000.
God, you're good for a little Google and a price check.
I told you.
You should go on Price is Right.
I'm such a stalker. I have no life. I stalk the housewives.
Well, I've actually been dipping into their Twitter feuds a fair bit.
Oh, because I don't have the Twitter. Well, I have the Twitter. I don't use the Twitter.
Well, Bravo, Bravo, Effing Bravo has the Twitter.
Oh, my God, okay.
Just follow us on Effing Bravo.
I don't even have the Twitter. I better get on the Twitter.
So it's interesting because all the housewives tweet along.
Right.
And you can sort of see where they all end up. So, like, right. Candace still hates Monique.
Okay, that's good to
and
know.
And they're all bitching about each other's confessionals.
Okay, I need to get on Twitter for all the housewives.
It's really juicy.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, so I guess that's all about that scene. That was pretty boring.
Oh, yeah, no one
But
cares.
Then we go to something that's really quite delicious.
I know.
Which is Karen's house. And then, Matt the assistant comes. What's his deal?
I love how shady production is because they still give him the title assistant.
But she swears he's not her assistant,
okay,
right?
So I have this, I don't know, theory. It's completely made up, but 'tis my theory that he might work for a PR company that she employs, like, to do her PR, and he is probably the person under the main PR manager that is Karen's, like, first person to call, and so therefore he's her assistant, but we don't want to show that he's part of her management or PR team.
Yeah, so she's pretending it's her friend.
Because I've never heard of a freaking freelance assistant. Well, I suppose I have heard of a freelance. Maybe he's just a freelance assistant, but I don't...
Like a task rabbit. thing.
Yeah, but he just seems like he knows a bit more than an average assistant.
But when
know.
He's on camera, he's always a deer in headlights.
Oh, totally.
Oh, God bless Matt.
He's lost the weight.
He has lost the weight.
I must say, Matt, he's been working out.
Good for him.
I mean, you know, he's
seeing
still,
yourself on camera will do that.
I mean, he's still a bit of a cub, but
oh, okay.
But you know, but he's, you know,
he's a cute little cub.
Well, he's like, oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, he's best friends with Karen, so I'd date him.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Oh, look at you.
I want to get invited to the
doing
house coming party.
Candace, I love it. It's cute on you, though.
So they're planning a homecoming party with a proper videographer who comes over.
I love it. So
and
good.
A singing telegram. Like, look. As if this isn't the greatest show on television
Thank
at the moment.
Thank you. I thought it was fantastic. I was living for it. I wondered why she was wearing this bejeweled purple jacket and then the freaking production that she's hired walks in. I was so excited.
And it was just so funny that she films this singing telegram invitation to her homecoming party.
Yes.
Not a glimpse of Ray inside.
Not at all. Who needs him? She knows.
She knows.
Ray's a backup dancer at best.
He's a backup. Well, and almost literally in
yes,
the end of the episode.
I know. True.
But I loved this telegram guy and how he like obviously didn't read the brief because he's like the grand dame.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, hold up.
Wait, and then it's he calls dumb. Her the Huber.
Huber with a B.
The Huber's here. Like, sweetheart, do a little Google.
I was like, that's a straight man.
Or, yeah, oh, really?
Yes.
Singing telegram and he's straight?
Yeah, that's why he was so bad.
Has no one told him that he's not straight?
No, well.
Maybe he needs a telegram.
He's straight because otherwise you would know it's a Huber and it's a grand dame.
Well.
The grand dame.
I'm sorry, if you do singing telegrams, yeah. You're not straight. He's missing.
You might
the
have sex with women, but you're not straight.
Agreed. He's basically Michael.
But, oh, that's a can of worms.
I know, I love
but
it.
But that whole scene was just such a bloody hoot.
I loved it. Like, the girls were shady and bitchy about it. It's like, go fuck yourself.
I know.
Just because she's fabulous and you're not.
Just
because
she's putting in a little bit of effort and making a show.
Thank you. She
Thank
is providing
you, Karen.
A show for us. She's the only one and I'm living. Oh, and Monique. I'm living for Monique.
Yeah. And then we cut to Wendy. She's with her sons.
Ugh.
They're about to have a little picnic and play some football and I guess that's nice. And then Robin comes with her boys. And I just want to say I'm starting to really come around on Robin. Like I never yeah. hated Robin.
Okay.
But now I'm actually like enjoying her for who she is.
Oh, well, I wouldn't necessarily go that far, but I do notice that she hasn't been bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually do notice that when it, regardless of how she feels about a situation, when someone says something that's bullshit, she calls them on it. So,
yes.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm with you. Maybe she's slipping in under the radar and I haven't noticed.
I more liked how when the ice cream truck came, she was like, Wendy was like, oh, I don't have any coins and like didn't even look in her wallet. And then Robin was like, I've got money and just pulled out a wad of bills
yep.
and said, hey, boys, go get some ice cream. And I was like,
she came prepared.
I was like, I like that.
Well, because she doesn't live above her means, perhaps like the other ones, and actually has some cash on hand.
Yeah.
Did you notice, and I'm probably ducking ahead, was she drinking alcohol?
Yes, little bottled margarita.
From a little hotel bottle, or was that like a...
No,
I can buy those?
I think it's like
I clearly just go for the big bottles. I don't know what the little bottles are.
I think the premix margarita market is exploding.
Okay, well, I need to hit the Dan Murphy and find those.
Yeah, hit the DM. Because I know I appreciated that because like Wendy's like, I've got some Gatorade on the table and Robin's like, I brought libations. And I was like, thank you, Robin.
No one wants freaking Gatorade.
Like I know it's a shitty little picnic without food in a park.
Well,
but
that's why you need actual booze.
Yeah, that's why she brought the booze.
Love her.
And I mean, their conversation was cute. The best part was when Robin's son comes over and like clearly just wants to get the tea. And
he's
she's like
at that age where he wants the goss.
Yeah, and she's like, leave. And he's like, no, I want to listen.
Oh, at least he was honest.
I was like, oh, I
but
like that
at
kid.
That age, when my mum would be like bitching and gossiping with her friends, I so wanted in on that. Oh, that was way more fun than
100%.
Playing with the kiddies. 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
As if they don't eavesdrop when they're filming. Like, how good is it?
And so, like, they do spill the tea. So Candace... Oh. So Wendy says how Candace told her that Giselle is the Giselle monster.
So rude.
Keep that in mind because, yes, you know, that's going to come up again in the future.
That's going to come up for the rest of the season.
Uh-huh. And then, well, yeah, because Giselle's not good at letting things go.
I wouldn't either. If someone calls me a monster to a stranger, I'd be like, you want to bitch about me, that's one thing, but a monster? Like, there are people in society that the word monster is used. Like, I understand that we over-exaggerate for comedy's sake, but there are words you don't use in those contexts, and this is one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't know if it's just because I don't like Candace.
I think that's what it might be.
Probably, but I'm like, a monster? That's a bit of a trigger. I don't know. Maybe it's a trigger.
That's
a
trigger.
Yeah.
And then Wendy again mentions about Karen's sex life and how she's surprised Karen's still having sex. Like, get over it, Wendy.
And she's saying, like, she's, what did she say? She's not popping on a handstand or something. Now,
pussy popping?
That's it. I don't like the P word, but that's okay. I'm sorry. I'm not 16 no more. I ain't pussy popping on a handstand. Like, can any one of those women besides Monique actually do a handstand? Like, well, Wendy.
Ashley could, but she might rip something.
True. She's already ripped one thing. We don't want her to keep tearing.
Maybe once she heals, she can do a pussy pop.
Wendy's had three kids. She ain't doing that either. Why are you being so bitchy?
And you know what? Like, I was pretty team Wendy the last few episodes, and mm-hmm. you were like reserving judgment.
Yeah.
But the more like she pops up, the more I'm like, like the fact that she said that when her kids are in trouble, she makes them stand against the wall and stare at her degrees.
I know. Who makes their kid go stand in the corner anymore? And we've like, all learned that that's traumatizing.
That's traumatizing. And also, like, don't know what your degree is. They don't give a shit.
You're just making them stand in a room and stare at something. Like, what? Like, appreciate what I've done for you? Because you've clearly done that for yourself.
And if I think every episode she's mentioned that she has 4 degrees.
She has.
And like, I have 2, but do you see me banging on about it?
You got 2?
Yeah.
Fuck, I've only got one.
I'm the Wendy of Wollongong.
Oh my God. I've only got one and mine's like a faux science degree, so I don't really talk about it.
Do you make like your dogs stare at it when they're in trouble?
Sweetheart, it's still in the tube that it came in the mail and I couldn't tell you what room it's in.
Oh, see, I did frame and mount mine. So maybe I am a bit of a Wendy.
No, you're not. I'm just one of those weirdos who just left it in the box, in the tube, because I didn't go to my grad.
Oh, okay.
I went to my brother's and he did an arts degree and that grad took about 4 hours in the feckin' cold because they pump up the aircon and it was summer and I was in like cute little outfit.
Yeah.
After that 4 freaking hours, I'm like, I'm never doing this again, and I didn't.
That was it. You could have at least done it for the photos in the gown.
Oh, I don't do a photo, darling.
Okay.
And when you say the word gown, like, that is not the material that I want to wear in a gown.
Well, fair enough. So, well, I'm off, Wendy.
Yep. Good. Me too. Yay.
Yay.
I love it when people hate others with me.
Well, I don't hate her just yet. I'm just getting pretty annoyed about the whole degree stuff.
Yeah, it's not that I hate her either. It's just that I don't have fond memories of her, so, and I associate her with Candace. So I think it's very easy for me to be a bit like Giselle is when a new person comes in normally. I think I'm being a bit rude to her, but
she hasn't given us anything apart from having degrees.
And I think
she's
kind of aggressive when she speaks.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so then we go to a little cafe. There's Candace, and then she's on the phone with Ashley, and Ashley's like, I'm going to be late. The meetup. The big meetup we've been waiting for episodes for.
I know.
And that's when Ashley's like, can you just order me the kale Caesar salad? Like, she knew the menu.
I love how they do that, by the way. What's with the little orderings? I like to know, like I've told you before, I love to know what people are eating, but I do love how Bravo's like, and this is what they're eating.
I think it's important.
I think so.
More so in the fancier restaurants. This just looks like a standard cafe.
It didn't
look anything special.
But I've never had a kale Caesar and I'd like to try one.
Do you know what? I think you can get one in a pre-mixed salad bag at Coles.
Oh, actually, you know, what am I saying? Kale's disgusting.
That's also what I thought.
Like, cooked kale is one thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can get the same amount of whatever's that's in the kale in the spinach, and I buy the frozen spinach in the bag for the 89 cents.
But Ashley must get it all the time because she's like, they have a kale Caesar salad that I love. Just get that.
None of these women cook. Like, apart from Giselle with the cakes, no one's cooking.
And then Ashley walks in. And she does that thing that I hate when a mum with a pram thinks she owns the world. Oh. And like,
it's like when I'm on the footpath with my dog and I've got to move onto like the council strip because some Sorry, some bitch got a pram. Good for you.
Good for you. She was just barging in, knocking over tables and chairs.
Well, she wasn't barging in. There was no room. She even commented something to the effect of this, you know, basically isn't a child.
It was a pre-COVID cafe.
It's not a child-friendly cafe.
I hate that.
Child-friendly cafes are McDonald's and the Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Sorry. So I don't know if I'm going to ostracize people, but no one's probably listening, and that's my story.
Yeah, we can say whatever we want.
And I loved it. It's true. You want to take your kids to a restaurant, that's what the Pizza Hut's
that's
for.
That's on you. Anyway, so they have their long-awaited chat, which, yeah. I mean, it was sort of a bit anticlimactic, really, don't you think?
Yes. Look, I didn't want to jump in before. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, Candace is just like, oh, I didn't know you were in labor when I was tweeting those horrible, disgusting things.
We're
like,
up to episode four and this is all we're getting?
Uh-huh.
I think Ashley's backing down way too easily. I want to punch on.
And Candace's, like, apology was so non-apology. Oh, she was like,
so insincere.
I understand how what I said may have hurt you in the moment or some shit like that.
And then she says, if I'd known that you're in labor, I probably would not have said everything that I said.
She would have framed it differently and been more cutting.
Potentially I still would have said it, but I maybe would not have said everything I said. I just would have said some of what I said.
She did the same thing, like when she talked about Monique with the Charisse thing. She's like, yes. Oh, I wouldn't have invited Charisse if I'd known it was such a big deal. And I was like, well, what do you know?
Yes, I don't.
And also, what a dig when she's like, oh, I didn't know you were in labor because, like, I don't follow you on Instagram. And I was like, what a slap in the fucking face.
And I just think that's unprofessional. These are your work colleagues. Your life is about being on TV. Part of their job, we all know that, is to write blogs as soon as an episode is finished. So this is your job. It's like Jack's on frickin' Vanderpump who never watches an episode and everyone grills him and says it's unprofessional. Even Andy said, that's unprofessional, sweetie.
Right?
This is unprofessional.
It's like you don't have to like who you work with.
No.
Like I don't like you that much sometimes.
That's fine. I don't like me that much sometimes. This is why I love my dogs. They love me regardless.
Yeah, so, I mean, that chat was a bit of a letdown.
It was a bit of a letdown because Ashley, I mean, she did bring up the social media stuff and then Baby Dean giggled and then they decided, okay, this is it, we're done. And I'm like, did production say this is the call time? Like, we want to wrap for lunch, get over it?
Yeah, I mean, I do think sometimes these ladies just need to be told, get over it. Get another storyline. Let's move things along.
I just think if we're going to leave this to four episodes in and that's all we get.
It wasn't a big enough drama to begin with.
You're probably right.
It could
have
been a one and done.
Yeah, no, that's true. It could have been a one and if this
it's
was
just,
New York.
It's just off-season tweets.
If that was New York,
matter.
That would have been like two episodes in and then maybe we would have relived it in the reunion for like 3 minutes. Ramona would have done a fake apology because you know that
she loves
the Candace would have been a Ramona. Yeah. And then they would have gone, thank you for the apology. The end.
Yeah. I think we've got more legs with the Charisse
Definitely.
Trainer rumors because that's leading up to that confrontation.
Definitely. And then, you know, as we discussed in the last episode when I went on the Google, we found out that, you know, Monique's best friend said it. There was a cease and desist. And then Giselle's the one that keeps talking about it. I think this is going to be bigger.
Yeah.
I'm not on the Twitter yet. So I will be as of tomorrow. So I don't know how Monique feels about Giselle. So we'll see.
So then they get the telegram, which is just everything. I love this little montage of the girls getting the telegram.
I love it.
So Wendy gets it and she's just like not feeling it. Fuck off, Wendy. It's a singing telegram.
I know. You're finally on this show. You need to jump in and be lively.
Do you think she'd been trying to get on the show for a while?
Yeah, I get that impression. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I do get
that. Wouldn't you want to have like something going for you when you're on?
Yeah, I'm wondering if like her freelance work at CNN is a little more
dried up.
Yeah.
I think she was on CNN this morning actually based
was
off
she?
Of Twitter. You got to get on Twitter.
Okay, I'll get on the Twitter. Look, I'm old. I'm over 40.
Just follow at effing Bravo.
Look, I mean, don't tell people that I didn't even know we were on the Twitter. Oh, my God.
We just got it. It's got one post.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
so
way
then,
too excited.
Oh, and
I'm
Giselle
gonna,
gets
cheers
it.
Cheers to that. Wait, I need to have my vat. Cheers. Awesome. All right, where are we up to now?
So Giselle also gets the singing telegram. And
yes.
So she FaceTimes Robin straight away, which I loved that Robin was getting her lashes done.
I did like that. I thought that was hilarious.
This is why I like Robin now, because like she answered the call.
She did.
And then did she make one of the technicians hold her phone
up? No,
her eyes were shut.
Like, I think my issue with Robin was that she was always team Giselle and didn't want to hear anyone's opinion. And I think Robin is now...
She's loosening up with that.
She is loosening up. She's got her own opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think because some of the fights are not Giselle-centric, she's able to sort of get in a bit more.
I see. We're getting to actually see Robin. Yeah. Right. Okay, I like it. I like.
I just like that she's showing everything and that, like, yeah, she doesn't really have walls up.
She is... I wonder. Oh, that's right. She has walls up. She already has walls up in the house that she renovated, so she doesn't need her own walls up. Okay, I'm down. You're right.
And then she has that great line, Robin, where she says, "Like, I didn't know you did housewarmings when you just rent the house."
I did think that was funny.
That's funny.
And I'm kind of. I mean, I don't know if I'm agreeing with her or not.
No, I think in Australia it's different.
Well, I just think maybe for poor people it's different. Okay, maybe that's what it is. And I'm a poor person, so I'm up for any kind of housewarming.
Yeah.
But in the context of housewives, I am also judging along with Robin a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being peer pressured, but I thought that was hilarious.
It was funny. And I love Robin. I love how she was like, oh, well, while I'm FaceTiming you getting my lashes done, this is what Wendy's been saying about Karen's sex life. Yes. This is what Candace said to you
totally
about you.
She's bitching with her eyes closed. I love it.
Yeah, like that's some queen behaviour.
That is. You're right. Okay.
Oh, my God, I'm Team Robin.
I think I might be too. I don't know. You've convinced me. I'm like happy about it now.
Just like go into the next episode like with a Robin appreciation and then you'll start to notice things more.
I think I am already.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Well, I guess then we go to Monique and T'Champa.
Oh, yeah, T'Champa.
T'Champa.
As Karen, Karen calls it T'Champa.
That's what we will all call it.
Yes, T'Champa, that's right.
T'Champa. I mean, I just, whenever I watch a Monique scene, I just notice things around the house and I'm like, oh, I love that bathtub. Oh, I love those wine glasses. Oh, I love that cork remover.
Yes, look, I don't love the overall aesthetic of her house, but I do love everything that is expensive in her house.
Yeah, and all the items.
It's all expensive.
It is.
I'm sure I'd love the house if it was mine.
And so then we just have a little scene like, oh, she's getting the kids ready and like they're brushing their teeth and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then she says like she starts to get annoyed that Big Boy's not asking how her day was.
Yeah.
And then they cut to when her daughter's like, we don't care.
I know. Oh, my God. She's so beautiful, that little kid.
And she speaks the truth. Like
she does. Okay. She's our new favorite in the house.
She's our new favorite. So then like her and Big Boy sit down with Baby Chase and they just like, have a really awkward conversation.
It's supposed to be like a date night, isn't it? And all they're really doing is they're just sitting and having a wine after they put the kids to bed. And I'm like, aren't you supposed to be having don't people when they have kids after they put their kids to bed they have dinner? How does it work? I don't know.
But they talk about like Monique like not cooking anymore and she's like, well, thou flows off. You don't, like, chase me romantically is what she's saying.
I think she's basically saying – sorry to interrupt.
Please.
I think she's basically saying that since we've gotten married and had children, or rather since we've had children, I make sure that nothing in your life has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I take care of everything to do with the kids. Nothing in your life has changed. So, therefore, why aren't you doing romantic gestures? Because I'm making your life easy. Why is that also on me? And I think because she's, you know, she does have this not for lazy mums, and I don't think that is a reason to take her for granted, but she is – she's doing herself a disservice by making his life as easy as possible and then expecting him to go, you're doing all this work.
Big Boy doesn't see that.
No, because remember, he was a professional football player.
Yeah.
So from what I understand from all the different Bravo shows that I've watched of NFL players, their spouse and their team and everyone makes their life about that person.
Uh-huh.
And so I think after his career, she's kept that going. Like he doesn't have to lift a finger.
And he's like, we're rich. Why aren't you just hiring help? Like he doesn't get that. And she's like, oh.
And she, well, yeah. So I'm not disagreeing with either of them in that sense. It's not my relationship because I think that they've just got a disconnect there. But at the same time, it's not my relationship. And if she's saying, no, that's not enough, I'm kind of not judging it. I am kind of judging him for just saying, just throw money at the problem. Only because he's basically saying, you're swamped with the kids. So why don't you throw money at that so that you can pay me attention? That's kind of how I think.
Yeah. Well, he says later at the homecoming party that like he really just wants to play football, have sex.
Well, he coaches football.
Coach football, have sex.
So he's like, I want a simple life. And she's sort of saying that well, my life's not simple.
Yeah.
He's not saying to her, well, make your life simpler by not doing the show. He's saying throw money at the problem. And I think she's sort of saying, I'm happy to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's what he's saying. You get money to help with the kids, therefore you can pay attention to me.
Yeah.
And she's saying, no, no, I want to do all this stuff. You need to pursue me. Because basically he's just saying to her, drop one of your things so that you can then do more for me. He's not saying you can do more for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm thinking, dude, you need to wake up and get a fucking clue or you're going to lose this woman. Because that is not how you treat how you treat your love.
But I will say, like, I appreciate they're at least having a chat about their relationship, and it's a bit more real than like Candace peeing on a stick.
And exactly.
Fake scenario there.
And I also appreciate, as much as I didn't like what came out of his mouth, when she explained herself, he went, okay, I'll do that.
I do like Big Boy.
Yeah, I don't mind him. And I must say, I love his voice. His Barry White voice. Like, if you close your eyes, I'm not saying he's not cute, but for me, if you close your eyes and just listen to him speak, geez, I've not noticed it before.
No, I might have to close my eyes next episode.
Oh, seriously, he sounds like Barry White. He could read the McDonald's drive-thru menu to me and I'd be living for that voice. It is so sexy.
Far out. I'm going to have to rewatch.
It's total Barry White sexy.
Okay.
Yeah, his voice is amazing.
All right, noted.
Yeah.
Noted. And then we move on to Candace and Chris at another picnic.
I wrote a bullshit picnic.
It's a bullshit. And like as soon as the scene started, I was already tired of
it. Me too. And then when I noticed they're having a picnic but they bought food, who does that? Like, is that okay? I'm not a picnic person, but I figured if I was going on a picnic, buying food and sitting in a park is not a picnic. That's just not wanting to eat in the in the car park of the takeout place.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, she had a basket at least.
So she bought takeout and put it in a basket. Is this the sum total of her efforts?
That's a great metaphor for her life.
That is a great metaphor for her life.
That is.
Someone does everything for me and then I just show off.
And it's starting to get a bit sad because all her scenes are just like her and Chris. Like, we've had so much Chris this season.
Do they not have friends to hang out with?
I don't think so.
Because everyone else will have people around them.
I don't think so. And, like, Chris,
I think Chris is getting over her. I don't know how long this marriage is going to last because he's just constantly trying to pep her up and talk her down from a ledge of angry.
And they're just talking about the same thing again. They're talking about kids again.
I was going to say, do we have to talk about
Chris
that?
Chris already has kids. Call it a day.
He has three of
them. He's got three.
Can he afford another one?
Yeah. Like,
I say that in a joking way, but is that not part of the discussion?
Oh, I guess it would be.
Because he's just sitting there going, I want another baby. It's like, do you want another baby so that you can spend less time with her?
Or are you told to say that because she needs a storyline because no one will hang out with her?
It's a fake storyline.
It's fake.
So fake.
Like they role play a conversation with him being Giselle for some reason.
It's kind of rude, but anyway.
I've got to be honest. I watched this twice, zoned out both times. So I don't know what happened from that point. I just didn't care.
He made some fake joke about was she sick because her voice is not normally that raspy. And again, she says, it is like that when she's a monster. It's like you need to stop saying that word because it's going to come and bite you in the ass and no one in this cast are going to want you around.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that that's what's happened to Dorinda, which is so sad. R.I.P. Dorinda. So I saw an article, which there wasn't a lot of meat to the article, but there was a reference to the fact that Ramona and one person in production no longer wanted to work with Dorinda. I don't know how true that is because it was one lowly article. So I think if that particular line has legs, we'll see it in future articles, and I haven't seen that.
It was just getting super negative.
Yeah, she was. Look, like I said, I think she was going through stuff, and we've seen cast members do that before. And look, if it was just Ramona having an issue, which we know she had an issue at her party, but wasn't specifically with Dorinda, but it's, again, if someone in production has an issue with her, they're going to go, well, you're the one that has to work with her. And when they say someone in production, no offense, it ain't the lighting guy. It's not the gaffer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be if one of her producers didn't want to work with her anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have preferred some cigarette work from Dorinda than the yelling. Because we all know she smokes.
Yeah.
I love a good housewife and cigarette work.
And they always hide it, though.
I know. but we all know she smokes.
That's why I liked Hannah on Below Deck, because she's like, I've got to go have a cigarette.
Well, they all do on Below Deck. Yeah. I mean, because that's the only time we get them on their own.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that scene was boring. And then we have like a little vignette with Karen again, party planning with Matt, the assistant.
Pre-party planning. Yeah.
The only thing that I thought was interesting was just how she said the party's to help her and Ray connect. And that doesn't make sense.
I love you, Karen, but I call bullshit.
Like, if you want to connect with Ray, like, have a bath together.
The party is about you rubbing into every bitch's face on that crew that you now live in Potomac, and a lot of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are on the outskirts of near Virginia. Well, sorry. That doesn't make sense. They're on the outskirts.
I don't know. Robin's in North Carolina or something,
isn't she? No, she's not close. She's in Virginia.
As you described it to me, I'm picturing it her. Yeah. She's in Santa Monica Pier.
No, then they're in Maryland. No, some of them are in Maryland still, which is obviously Potomac, but some of them...
It's all Washington, D.C. to me. I don't...
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, look, I mean...
where the president lives.
I don't know all. I'm getting all my shit from the West Wing, but anyway.
And then we go to Giselle's...
Oh, wait, but just sidebar.
Please.
Even Karen says that it's the Grand Dame's party.
Oh, so, she's not even pretending. Like, yeah, she's pretending but not doing it well.
I honestly think that when people were digging at her about the Isn't It Ray's party. One, it's just a dig. And two, she had nothing to back it up. So she went, this is for us to reconnect. It's like, it's just really admit it's about you and you forgot about Ray, and because he's got the shits with you and he's going to watch the show, you're like, shit, I need to backpedal.
That's why she's saying everything's about Ray. Like when she had the fitness instructor, she's like, this is for you, Ray, to keep my body tight. And
nothing's
he's like,
things for Ray, and this is Ray's problem. And you know what? Maybe Ray should just get used to that.
Maybe Ray should just leave. Leave her.
Yeah, good save. We all know what you were going to say.
Okay, so then we go to Giselle's ugly ass home. The only beautiful thing in Giselle's house is Cal.
Oh, he was so cute.
Isn't he just a nice positive presence?
He's so lovely that my first thought was, my first thought was maybe Cal should adopt the kids.
He'd be a better parent.
He'd be such a good parent. I hope he is a parent.
And you know what? That makes me think, you know how Giselle was like, I'm back with Jamal because who's going to love my kids so much? Who am I going to have fun with?
Cal.
Who do I want to make memories with? I was like, Cal.
You're so correct. You're so wise,
Ditch
Nathan.
Jamal, go with Cal.
Well, I don't think Cal bats for her team.
Oh, who needs that?
Yeah, I know.
Like, they can still have a great positive relationship without sex. And the other thing I loved about Cal was just that he was so kind and polite when Giselle was giving him the tour.
He was like,
this is great.
And you know Cal thought it was gross.
Oh, Cal, you are just lying through your teeth. Bless you.
Totally. I thought he was adorable. I mean, he even made her cry.
I know. And it was
so sweet.
It was so funny when she's like, oh, Cal, like, are you going to fix up this wig? And he's like, that looks like coochie hair.
Oh, my God. And he was right.
He was right. And, yeah, he was just so, like, wise when they were discussing the whole Jamal girls problem.
I know. Absolutely. I sat there and went, the only person that knows what's going on with her kids is Cal. It's so obvious.
Yeah, and he kept saying, like, lead with love. And I was like, that's so true, Cal.
He's so beautiful.
He's great.
So we love Cal.
We love Cal.
Can Cal be on the show more? And he was barely even rude. Like, he wasn't even rude when he was telling her about her ratty-ass wig.
Wasn't
and then
it ratty?
She gave it to him to brush, and he actually brushed it
he
out.
He just diligently was brushing.
He's such a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Can Cal be my friend?
Yeah, I'm Team Cal.
I need more Cal in my life.
I need more Cal.
Oh, so love Cal.
So I guess Cal was the redeeming quality for that
Cal,
scene.
Cal is the redeeming quality for Giselle. She's kind of... I don't know why she's annoying me a little
bit. She's a bit one note.
She is a bit
one
note.
It's all Jamal, anointed Jamal.
And I know. And normally she can be very funny, but I'm finding in her confessionals that she's kind of laughing at her jokes too much, and they're not they're not actually funny. It's like they're dumb jokes, and she's feeling herself a little bit too much. I think when she gets the anointed D, she's feeling that she might be anointed through association.
Yeah.
And I don't think so. I don't know.
So then we go to Karen's party.
Yes, finally. It took a while,
I was happy to get there.
Yeah, I was happy to get there.
And it looks nice. Like,
it does, but what happened to the theme? Where are the minstrels and wenches?
Theme?
Well, with the
oh,
invite.
The telegram. Yeah, she should have carried that over.
I thought there would be minstrels greeting them at the door and buxomy bosomed wenches handing out beverages.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What happened to it? I mean, I'm a bit of a geek, so I guess
she thought themed invite and stopped there.
Well, she kind of had an acrobatic theme.
Oh, I mean, that's just shit that everyone puts in the yard these days.
Is that a theme?
That's not a theme. That's just decoration.
I know. It's just encouraging freaking Giselle to wear spandex, and I'm just not up for that.
Oh, yeah, Giselle came, and she looked reliably awful.
Yeah, she... Okay, that's a good way to put it. Look, I must say I reread through my notes and I cut out all the comments about Giselle's outfits. Okay, not all, but some of it.
Some need mentioning, but...
It's just too obvious now. It's exhausting. When I pay attention to her outfits and they're bad, it just makes me sad.
Yeah, it makes me sad. But I was just like so happy with how Karen was wandering around the party, like checking in on the caterers
She was so nice
to stuff. And like I used to do catering at people's houses.
Yeah.
And that made me like really warm to her. Like I was already warm.
Yeah, she wasn't treating them like peasants.
Yes.
Which does happen.
And like when I went to like cater at people's houses and they were like, oh, help yourselves. I was like,
oh, nice.
I will.
I have to say that I used to always, because I've gone to a lot of events with your mum, as you'd know, and I have this thing that everyone knows, if you want the catering staff to bring you food, go to Mariana. Because as soon as catering rocks up, I'm like, hi, such and such, whatever their name tag is. I introduce myself and I say, I know it's tough when you walk around with trays and people ignore you. I said, just come here to the eating corner. Like I'm talking, the catering staff would make beelines for me.
And when that was me, I really appreciated it. Because you know how many times I was walking around with one fucking spring roll on my plate and I was like, somebody take this little fucker.
Oh, dude, I could chat out on the 50 spring rolls. I love a dirty spring roll. Not that I can eat them anymore, but back in the day, I would like...
But at an event, you were the person...
I was the person that catering would flock to. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, what? And, you know, at these events, it's like the 7:30 and you're starving because you've come straight from work half the time. And everyone's like, why do you get fed? I'm like, because I'm nice to the staff and I know their names.
And you make our job easier.
Like, exactly. Like, who wants to walk around going, would you like a spring roll? And then people ignore you. It's like, you're not above responding to me.
People are the worst. I'm like, this is free food, motherfucker.
You're in a $400 suit. Who are you to not respond to me about my spring roll?
Exactly.
Yeah, not rude.
So I really liked that from Karen.
Me
like,
too.
You don't expect that from a house. Like, the way Ramona talks to her, like, to people who are serving her is like, they're not even human.
Do you remember at one of the reunions when Bethany turned around to Ramona and said, you ignored my assistant in the lift. And she's like, I don't know your staff. And she's like, she's worked for me for 4 years.
Yeah, I believe that 100%.
So rude.
She's rude. But Karen's not. And you would think, ironically, that someone called Karen would be a Karen.
I know, not a Karen.
But she's not a Karen.
She is a diva and I love her. She's my everything this season.
Yeah, she is.
I'm living for her. And considering that she's coming from a point in her relationship where she's not secure, she's not taking that out on anybody.
She's not. Like, and she's getting her little shady barbs in, but they're like, in fun, like
they're
when she's
funny.
Like, oh, you're hiding Jamal,
they're
like to
funny.
Giselle.
Exactly.
That's not mean-spirited monster talk like Candace.
No, I am really impressed. I'm seeing growth with Karen.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some humility. And I'm seeing, you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing self-awareness.
That's
what I'm seeing.
Yes. And even when like Giselle was like, why wasn't Ray in the invite? And Ray was like, well, how'd she get a last name, the human name?
And she just laughed it off.
And she laughed it off and she was like, haha, Ray, that's a good point, Ray.
I know, she could have turned around and went, what the fuck are you wearing? Get out my house.
Exactly.
She
would have been well within her rights
to
kick her out.
Absolutely.
Well
within. I thought Karen looked really lovely. She did the glittery, and it's her party. She did the glittery dress well, and then Giselle did the glittery dress not well. And Ray told her, did he tell her that she looked shiny?
Classic
like that.
Ray.
I know. Ray looked like he was having a good time when his friends rocked up, and
he
that
did.
Was probably the biggest.
And he just wanted to be off with his friends.
That was the
camera.
Biggest smile I've seen on his face all season.
Maybe
actually,
I'm coming around on Ray.
I just think he seemed awake when his friends were there, and I don't know. He reminds me of Ken.
Yeah,
like,
sleepy Ken.
Like, you're sleeping, are you going to wake up? Because sometimes in those scenes you don't know.
You don't know.
Like sometimes when Ken's in a scene with the dog, what's the dog's
Gigi.
Called? Is
Jiggy.
Is it Jiggy? Jiggy? I think, dude, like, are you going to wake up? What's going on?
Yeah.
Like sometimes I wonder if it's like a mannequin stand-in.
A Weekend at Bernie's type situation.
Yes, I think, is that really
possibly
him?
And then Ashley rocks up and like, I don't want to be mean about Ashley's outfit? Because wasn't she saying like it's a goal outfit or something she would wear?
She said something that I would normally wear before pre-pregnancy. And I'm like, it's a fucking stretchy cotton dress.
It's a stretchy cotton dress.
It's a slip-on at the beach.
From the Supre.
It's a slip-on at the beach.
And she had those square earrings. I had a note being like, what were the shoes? But I can't remember what they were.
Did you notice her fabulous shoes?
Well, I just wrote shoes.
Honey, they were Sophia Webster. I'm talking $1,400 shoes. $1,400 shoes.
Good for her. That sort of makes me really happy.
Yeah, they were hot. And I like the pink and purple ones. They were really pretty.
They should have showed them more. I swear it was just like one quick flash.
Yeah, bitch, they were $1,400 shoes. They were good. They were cute shoes.
And then she's like, yeah, Michael's babysitting. And yeah. I was like, okay.
Which is code for Michael doesn't want to come around you people.
Yeah.
Or maybe production said maybe you don't come around as much. Either one.
Yeah, Michael's like, I'm
assuming
right now.
That camera guy that was allegedly accosted is still working with them.
Do you reckon?
Well, Michael hasn't been in a scene other than the scene is his house where you would have a pared down production crew because normally, you know, X amount of crew can't fit in that house.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that camera operator had the day off that day.
Yeah. So. Well, and then I guess Wendy comes. I don't really remember what she wore.
How do you not remember the boob slipping out top dress? So she was wearing a short white dress and I'm pretty sure it was I can't be certain if it was a one sleeve and one no sleeve, but all I kept looking at was that one of her boobs, it looked like it was going to fall out. So
did
look,
it?
I know she's okay, when you're breastfeeding, you would assume there's a voluptuous bosom. I think maybe she's at the – okay, this is rude, but I'm just going to say it. She's at the end of breastfeeding when it just looked like her titty was a sack of empty fat because her dress had way too much space between the actual dress and – you know what I mean? There was space. Like you could see down the dress to her titty and I swear to God, the whole time I kept watching it going, is her tit going to fall out of that dress? You know like when your friend's in a dress and she's in front of you and she's – before she leaves the house and she's sucking herself in and she's like, how do I look in this dress? And you're like, fabulous. But as soon as she leaves the house, it's like she starts slouching and you're like, bitch, get that fucking dress off. You look terrible. Not the whole time I'm just like, when is that tit going to escape the dress? And it was not a voluptuous breastfeeding boob. No one wanted to see that titty.
No one wanted to see it. But then Candace comes and she looked good.
Yeah, Candace looks fine.
Candace looks good. You've got to give it that to her.
Candace always looks fine. And if she sat there and didn't say anything, I'd probably love her because her weave is great. Her makeup's always great. Mm-hmm. Her outfits, I'm not saying they're the most devastatingly gorgeous things I've ever seen. Like, they're not Monique good, but they're fine.
Yeah.
For her budget, they're fine.
They're fine for a budget. And Monique comes as well with Big Boy.
Monique looks fabulous. She's with fab. That freaking, was it a light pink or a cream jumpsuit? Now, I am a slender-ish woman. I do not look like that in a jumpsuit. Like, you have to be tight to look good in a jumpsuit.
Yeah. Good for her.
Like, I have a jumpsuit. I've worn it twice.
Yeah.
I don't accost others' eyes
with my jumpsuit.
It seems
like jumpsuits are too hard to pee in.
They are too hard to pee in because you're sitting on the loo and you're exposed from the waist up
you get
while
a nice
you're peeing.
Little breeze on your
and
titties.
You just feel naked in a public bathroom. It's not an efficient garment.
So not much really happens until a little bit later, but Giselle and Ashley quickly catch up on what the goss is.
Yeah, they do. They do. That's right. And Ashley is fanning herself because she's having a hot flash.
Poor Ashley.
Is it hot flash or hot flush?
I think it's a flush.
I don't care.
Sorry. I don't care either.
I've got at least 10 years before I give a shit.
Fingers crossed.
I hope so. I know, right? I hope so.
And then Robin's like late, of course.
Of course.
But then she rocks up with those pizzas, which was such a fun callback.
And she looked great.
She looked great. And she walked up the driveway like eating a slice.
I know.
I love Robin.
This was cute. This was very cute.
Also, I loved how Karen had a laugh about it.
I know. And I think that was part of Robin's delivery. Robin wasn't like a shady bitch about it. Robin went straight to her.
Uh-huh.
No, I loved it. I thought it was such a
fun callback.
It was such a good idea.
And also, like, at that time of the night, you do really want pizza.
I fucking want a pizza right now. Yeah.
And so the other thing Robin does when she comes to the party is like she pretty much straight away calls out to Karen, like, this is a Karen party, not a Karen and Ray party.
She did. And she did. Did she also say it in front of Ray? Like, where's
Rob? Yeah. Yes. And Ray's like, yeah, that's about right.
Where are all the H's on the yes. bottles? Because they had K's and even production pointed that out.
And Ray's like, I don't care.
Yeah. Ray's like, didn't he say something like, I just showed up?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, isn't that every husband at one of these events?
It is.
And to be honest, if Ray's now retired, aren't they living off Karen's perfume money or
I assume Ray
money?
Has like stocks and things.
Well, I suppose so. But it's just funny that he had those business issues and last season, and I'm getting the impression that this season he's not working.
Oh, he's definitely not working.
So his company obviously closed up, no?
Mm.
Am I grasping?
You might have to do a deep dive on that.
I might
one.
Have. Look, I'll do between this one and the next couple. Okay, maybe not the next one, but the one after. Like, give a girl some time.
So then Candace pulls Robin aside to talk about the teardown cabin tweet.
Yes.
Not Robin. She puts Giselle aside, right?
Correct, correct.
Yeah, about the teardown
cabin.
No
one's pulling Robin aside. Robin doesn't say shit. It's great.
She doesn't.
She's such a good girl.
And then Candace is like, yeah, I'm sorry about that. And Giselle's like, well, that's all well and good, but what about the Giselle Monster comment that I'm just hearing about?
This is what I'm saying with Candace. Like, she's sitting there with her husband saying, I'm going to go to this event and apologize. She doesn't realize that she's actually got an additional thing to apologize
for. She's got a whole list of things.
What else does she do but be nasty? Yeah. Because, like, she doesn't actually work.
Yeah. And then there's going to be so much more at the reunion when all the girls watch back and see what she's saying in confessional.
This is why they're all letting it go, because there's just, like, we're on to the next thing that you said that was fucked up.
It is funny how Giselle's like, I accept that apology, but what about this that you need to apologize for? And, like, Giselle's not really that upset.
No, but she's not letting it slide, and nor should she, because I would be at a point going, I don't accept your apology until your behavior changes.
Yeah. And like Giselle's like, I don't want to be deep with you moving forward.
Good for her.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
But, and Candace was just trying to slime away at. She's like, well, it wasn't malicious.
Oh, and then she turns around and says, our friendship will be serviced like it always is. It's like, hang on a sec. You just apologized on one hand, and on the other hand, you're being a cow.
Yeah, and so now next episode you're going to have to apologise. And then the one after
she's such a child.
She's a child.
She really is a child. If that was me, I'd just be like, well, we all know how I'd be like. What did I call her last episode?
Fuckface.
Fuckface. She is. Fuckface, ferret face. I'm over her.
And now, is this the point when Karen does a number, or is that later?
No, they're all sitting.
Oh yeah,
they're
all sit
sitting
together
in the gazebo, and then Karen admits Karen admits to, I think, Ashley that that Ray wants to retire and move to Florida, and that she's ready to rev it up with her life.
It's because Wendy's there, and there's that weird tension between them still,
right? Yes,
and because like.
Is that why she's talking to Ashley? Because we know she doesn't have, you know, the fondest feelings towards Ashley.
And then they said that thing because they were like, where's the kid? And they're like, at home with a babysitter.
Yeah.
And then Wendy's like, I want my help to be old and decrepit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Wendy, you need help.
Some women feel like that. I just think that's telling of your relationship.
Exactly. If you're not secure enough in your own relationship and you're worried that you can't hire a young person because you think your husband's going to fuck them. Like, that's on you.
Am I a weirdo? I love it when people flirt with my partner. It kind of makes
them look compliment.
It makes them look shiny and new again.
Yeah,
And after 22 years, I'd like some shine. I want to look
shine.
I want to shine. I love it. She's not coming back.
Okay, so we're talking about Real Housewives of Melbourne, if you're not up to date on that.
Look, I have said many a times that Real Housewives of Melbourne, and not because it's Australian, but because of its content and its, you know, guest stars, or its stars rather, is my favourite franchise.
It's the best one.
It is without doubt the best one.
Gina's calling that other woman an insignificant ass hair. Like, that's burned into my brain.
Snap the fuck out of it. Oh, loved. And
it's great.
And they're going on some good fancy ass trips.
Yes.
They went to fucking Morocco.
Yes. And like,
they're not going to freaking Jersey and freaking Mexico.
No.
Over Mexico, and I've never even been.
I've been to Cancun and it was wild.
Was it?
Yeah, I went to
someone's throwing up on your feet wild?
Okay, it was like good wild if I went with different people, because I went with my sister and my cousin to sort of like a nudist resort, like a swingers resort.
I remember
like
you telling topless. Me about this. You sort of accidentally went to a nudist resort. Yeah.
Well, we booked it and we were like, because it was like the cheapest one that was like all inclusive. And we're like, great. And yes. then it was like,
what else was included?
Yeah, a lot. And then and then when we rocked up, there was like a guy in a Borat costume with like his balls hanging out.
He was
and
he's not like, cute, was he?
No, not cute. And he's like, welcome to Temptation. And we were like, okay.
What the actual
Well, the
fuck?
Resort was called Temptation.
Yes, but... So okay, I'm just going to say it. He was a fat old man.
Yeah. And as soon as we'd already, like, we hadn't Ooh. Even checked in yet and we'd seen balls and lots of boobs.
Shit. And like, men, no offense to you, but men don't clean up down there. I'm not.
Oh, balls aren't attractive. Everyone
no,
knows
this
it.
Is why they need to be covered in the tinsel.
Yeah. And then we get to our hotel room and there's no bathroom door.
So you're sharing
with my cousin
a hotel room with your cousin and your sister.
Mm-hmm. And
oh my God.
Because there's no bathroom door, if one of us wants to shower or...
Okay, let's. It's not about the showering.
Go to the toilet.
It's about the shitting.
Someone wants to drop a deuce. We had to sit on the balcony and the balcony overlooked the pool where everyone was topless and everyone else's balconies God. Where people were having sex. And then...
This is the best story, were, but the worst time ever.
Right? And like some people's... The bottom level balconies had bathtubs and there was people fucking in the bathtubs.
Did you just go to the next... resort over and try to pick up so you could sleep in someone else's room. That's what I would have done.
Honestly, we suffered through it.
Did you think to do that? That's what I would. Was
I didn't think
was
to
there
do
a
that.
Resort next door?
Yeah, I mean,
why
it was
didn't
that resort
you go
strip.
And just go and pick up someone and go, I need to sleep in your room.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that would have caused more troubles.
How so?
But, well, okay, you got me there. So, but like
how
this
is,
had been.
How is getting laid causing trouble?
Yeah. Anyway.
You need to travel with better people.
So I think it would have been fun. Like the food was nice. The drinks were nice. But like there was a lot. And like they had theme parties each night.
The food was nice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that was really. I was mean, because everyone's naked though. I was worried like pubes are flying into my nachos. But.
And like pubes anymore. Go get the laser.
A lot of people. Well, everyone at this resort was like old librarians from Wisconsin coming down to like have their party weekend.
I'm sorry. I haven't had, okay, this is TMI, but I haven't had hair down there for the 5 years. I forget.
Good for you.
Well, girls got to look after herself.
These people didn't.
Oh.
And then, yeah.
I've got too much to do. I don't need to be grabbing out the Bic.
So there was like a neon themed night and people wearing like neon themed clothes or body paint.
Wow.
So there was a lot of like.
Were there pendulous bosoms?
Pendulous. Oh, to the floor.
Oh, I don't want to see a pendulous
it
bosom.
It was that like, do your boobs hang low? Do you swing them to and throw?
Could they? Oh, no.
Anyway, so yeah, I've been to Mexico.
You have
okay.
not been to Mexico, sweetheart. You've been to hell.
There's a lot more to that story, but maybe next time.
I want to hear all the tidbits.
But it would have. A lot of tidbits.
Sorry, I said the word tidbit.
It would have been a lot
myself.
Of fun with the housewives.
I'm basically
with my sister.
Making myself laugh just like Giselle keeps doing in her confessionals. So maybe I'll
Where
stop.
Were we? Jesus. Okay.
Okay, so we were with Karen admitting that Ray wants to retire and move to Florida and that he is not happy with her making a life for herself.
Yeah, and Karen just talks about like how empty nesting is hard on a relationship.
It's not empty nesting.
It's not hard either.
It's turning around to your husband and saying, all right, now it's my turn and FYI, I'm going to go have a life and you're going to put up and shut up like I did. And I'm loving her for that.
And then it's at this point where Candace's MC from the other party the
yeah,
other day
that
comes
was funny.
Out. And everyone's like, oh, she hired Candace's MC.
Well.
Which I don't know.
He either wanted to be, he's probably wanted to be on TV and was cheap.
Yeah, good for him.
And he was cute and did a good job.
He did a good job.
I would have hired him too.
And so he introduces the grand dame. This is when she
yes.
comes out in that pink zoot suit thingy.
It is a zoot suit. It's a Beyonce number. Yes.
Yeah, and she comes in out of the rumpus room, like you said, I think
yes,
last
Yes, out
week.
Of the rumpus room she did with the cables and the dusty furniture. So, like, give the wall a hose down and put up some bedazzled fabric.
So she does a little dance to obviously a Beyonce
Shame
song.
Shame on Karen's assistant for not realising that.
That what?
That she should have bedazzled the area. Yeah. I'm not blaming Karen. Karen can do no wrong thus far.
So you're blaming Matt.
I'm blaming Matt.
And, like... Obviously, they knew that the show wouldn't get the rights to whatever Beyonce song she was
yes,
dancing to.
Yes, obviously not. No.
But, oh, well. I mean, I
was
just,
a bit sort of shocked. Sorry to interrupt. I was like, I thought that was going somewhere. I thought
oh,
she
it didn't
was,
go anywhere.
I thought she was going to do a little dance number and then all
she,
of a sudden.
She didn't learn any Corey.
And then all of a sudden, Grandpa Simpson, a.k.a. Ray, rocks up and does a little, like, hot shoe shuffle.
I know.
And then that's it.
Well, you get the crowd singing, "Go Karen, go Karen."
That made it worse.
The best bit was when Robin has her confessional.
Correct.
Well, she said, "Karen looks like Pepto-Bismol, Pink Barney, and My Little Pony."
My Little Pony. I tell you what, My Little Pony.
Robin fan club over here.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I wrote that exact same. I made sure that I wrote out all the little names Robin used. No, she's in a good place. Maybe she's getting some D.
She's getting that. She's definitely 24 years known each other D.
Yeah, but that also it's kind of like maybe it's almost like the joy of new relationship and the comfort of old relationship. Maybe that's the D you want.
Maybe that's the D.
You know.
So then,
like a hooker you've known for years.
And then that's basically it. And Ray sneaks upstairs for a nap.
Ray just goes to bed.
Fair enough.
Look, I've got to say, I do that sometimes.
You like clean up, leave.
I call that maturity, taking yourself to bed.
Maybe I'm Team Ray as well because I am Team Ray.
Yeah, I'm up for that. I do love how the whole time Karen kept going, "Where's Ray? Where's Ray?" and he was nowhere to be seen. That was shady production, but I loved it.
I know, but it was good.
Yeah.
And so that was it. Next week, we are off to Monique's Lake House.
I'm looking forward. I love a girls' trip. That's when the real...
It's when shit happens.
It's when shit goes down. Mm-hmm. And we all know what's going to happen. They showed us in the intro of the first episode. We want to know what the fight's about, and we want to know if there's actual physical contact and someone gets a black eye.
And not just Tatompa attacking Wendy from the looks of it.
This is why I think I might be Team Tatompa.
You got to be.
I'm sorry. If that bird is not a good judge of character, I don't know who is.
I know. And then we also see Ashley attacking Wendy in the preview.
Well, again, I think Wendy's a bit aggressive. Like, she'll say her little line of what she thinks and then she'll back off, just like when she said about Karen, like Karen and Ray don't have sex, and then crickets. It's like, well, we need some like follow up. But anyway, continue.
The other last thing in the preview that is worth of note is when Candace gets a Google alert about Michael going to a strip club. God,
we're all dying to hear this.
Hilarious that Candace has a Google alert for Michael, by the way. Shady, shady.
Oh, was it a Google alert or was it a friend texting?
I think it's a friend texting, but she says Google alert at some point.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
So she doesn't follow whomever.
Maybe it's not a Google. Maybe I just wrote that down to be funny.
But who does she not follow and then she's got Google alerts? That's a bit rude. No, I'm sure you're correct.
No, I'm sure. I think maybe I said Google alert to be funny and then I thought it was true.
I think you're of an age group that you would pick up on the term Google alert. If someone said to me Google alert, I still say Google machine, so I don't know.
Oh, well, you're old.
But yes.
So that's next week. Can't wait.
I guess I'll see you then. And see, this is what I love. We're episode 4, we're episode 5, we're in the middle of the season and shit's happened, but shit's getting real straight away. This ain't no Beverly Hills.
We know where everyone stands.
I cannot wait. Yes, we do. We know where everyone stands. I think I know where I stand, which is, you know, clearly
something. I'm changing every week.
Me too.
Like I was, I hated Robin that first episode.
Well, I hated Tatompa and now maybe we'll see. I'm kind of Team
Tatompa. That's growth. I'm so proud of you.
I know, right? I hated the bird before, but now Ashley's definitely on the bottom and there's a few rungs in between. Candace is on the bottom.
Oh.
And there's definitely a few rungs between her and Tatompa and I think Wendy might be in there.
Yeah, okay, great.
We'll see. Okay, that's it.
Well, thank you for listening to Bravo, Bravo, effing Bravo.
Love it.
We'll see you next week. Bye.